Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Align Mama. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Align Mama Podcast. Today, we are going to talk some shit about lifelong learning, because I have to tell you first, before you get all mad at me when I say this, I used to be a lifelong learner, okay? I used to think that this was a good thing. I was like, oh, I'm the type of person that likes to learn. I'm the type of person that's always willing to learn more, to level up, to become a better version of me, right? That was how I associated it. But here is the problem with lifelong learning. You never get there. You never get there. It's never good enough. You never let yourself really be like, oh, yeah, like I've done the thing. No, you never get there. So let's just talk some shit about this for a minute, because I got to tell you, if you are infusing this into your children, you are going to regret it. Or, well, better yet, really, they're going to regret you doing that. So let's dive in and talk about all of the things. So being a lifelong learner, you know, I mean, there's a difference between being the type of person who is like complacent, right? I have definitely worked with people. Oh my gosh. I remember this one time I was on this call, right? So on this call, and I was talking about like, you know, leveling up and like, you know, having a desire for more. And we were specifically talking about like vision boards and like commitment to like our vision of like where we want to go and what kind of goals we want to achieve and all the things, right? I was talking about all that shit. And I get on there and this person on the call was like, what if like I just don't want to do that? And I was like, I just kind of looked at him and I was like, you can't see me, but I'm squinting. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean like, what if you don't want to do that? And he's like, well, what if I just want to be exactly like I am now and just like never like, when do I have to, when can I stop trying harder? And I was like, I mean, I guess whenever you want, but like in that moment, it was like, boom, this is not my person, right? Like, I don't relate to this. I don't understand you. We are two different people on two very different paths. Okay. So there's that kind of like, I don't want to be a lifelong learner where you're just like not open, you know, not open, not willing, not like trying to become anything and like totally fine with like every day just being the same thing again and again and again. And to me, that is really more of like the concept of complacency. Like, are you the type of person who wants to be complacent, right? And like, let's, you know, just for the fun of it, we can kind of take a look and say like, okay, well, what does it actually mean to be complacent, right? Like, what is the actual definition of that? And I mean, complacent is actually a little bit different than what I always think that it's going to be, right? And so it pulls in that concept of showing smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself or one's achievements. And so it's not really about the fact that you're not willing to grow. It's that you just think you're amazing just the way you are. And I mean, listen, guys, there is a serve and limit to that, right? I mean, if you're the type of person who just look at yourself right now and be like, oh my God, I'm amazing just the way I am. Like, good for you. Like, that's incredible. But now let's talk about the concept of what it means to be content, right? And what it means to have like contentedness in your life. And, you know, contentedness is defined as, you know, it's like satisfaction. It's being satisfied, right? So it's also a state of peaceful happiness, right? So it's just like being able to like feel satisfaction. I mean, in a lot of ways, this is this concept that I talk about with like fulfillment, right? When we can give ourselves fulfillment first, then success will follow, right? And so it's like contentedness is like being able to give yourself fulfillment and feeling fulfilled in the moment. But here's the thing. Just because you're fulfilled in the moment, just because you feel content, does not mean that you cannot accelerate to want more. That's the difference between complacency and contentedness, is that contentedness is allowing you to be the type of person that looks around and says, oh my gosh, yes, like I'm so happy with this and I love that and I want more of the same. But you're willing and open to more of the same coming through, right? And so in some ways, you can look at that as like a lifelong learner. Like, yeah, you're always willing to grow and evolve and change and you know, welcome in more of what you desire. But when we get into this, think about like a pendulum swinging, right? It's like one side is where we're, you know, really in that complacent energy. And then the middle is contentedness, where we can look around and we can be happy with what we have, but we're also willing to grow and expand and become more of what we want. And then the pendulum can swing all the way to the other side. And this is like the dangerous, like, you know, red sirens going off kind of lifelong learner energy over there. Okay. The thing about this is that when we are in lifelong learning, we never feel good about where we are. We never feel like, oh, I've done it. I've made it. Like, I feel fulfilled. I feel satisfied. There's no feeling of accomplishment or satisfaction in there. It's always, let me learn more. Let me have more. To the point of it almost being a little bit like an addiction, right? Like, you always need to take the next class, get the higher degree, prove yourself more, make more money. Right? We're always in that energy. And so when we're in that energy, yeah, I mean, it serves because you're always learning new things. But I got to ask you, what is the point? What is the point of learning new things if you're not really able to love the things that you have because you're just going to have more things that you can't love? That's not the goal, right? That's not the vibe of being an aligned mama. And what's really important about this is to acknowledge, especially if you're a high achiever, you know, I mean, for me, like, I'm a high achiever for sure. And so, I mean, the honest answer is that it isn't good. It isn't good enough. I just closed out, you know, another sale today, another $12,000 client, and I'm at $107,000 in sales in just the last 24 days. Feels incredible in so many ways. And also I have that, you know, little underlying feeling of like, it's not enough. Do more. And, you know, luckily I have, you know, built an entire world around being able to lean in and allow it to be enough, to feel the fulfillment in the moment. Because when I do that, it will unlock a whole new world for me. And the same for you. And this isn't just about money, right? This is about what we're doing and how we're showing up. It's about, you know, choosing a healthier lifestyle and, you know, losing 5 pounds, but it not being good enough because it should have been 10. This is about, you know, being the person that's involved in some sort of competition and getting second place and it not being good enough because you could have been in first. Think about how the way that you're living your life and when you have those stories around like not being enough, think about how that shows up for your children. When they watch you strive for more, need more, have that drive, right? In some ways, the drive is really, really good for them to see. But think about the pendulum, right? If the pendulum has swung too far to the lifelong learner side of like it never being enough and always needing to have more, then what are we really showing them? How is that impacting them? Who they are, what they want to do, what they want to be? Do they even feel like they can really show up and be honest? Because the thing is, there is a massive difference between being a lifelong learner who just learns skills endlessly but doesn't actually do anything with them, and somebody who is a lifelong learner who learns skills and implements them, really allows themselves to implement and really like be present in that moment with implementation, knowing that with implementation, you're always going to have failure. There is no way to implement something new and to not have some sort of concept of failure. And when you have that concept of failure, guess what happens? It pushes that not enough feeling again and again and again and again. But if you're a lifelong learner who just swings the pendulum all the way over to that side and you never implement, guess what you're doing? You're protecting yourself from failing. I mean, congratulations, right? Because you have a fear. You have a fear of failure. So now you've protected yourself from it, right? You made sure that you will never fail because if you just keep learning and you never do anything with the things that you learn, you will never fail at doing any of the things. You will always just be in status quo. And I'm not saying that's a terrible thing. All right, to each their own, right? You get to do you. I'm a big believer in you get to do you. But also, you also get to look at what that does to your kids. Because when your kids just see you learning and learning and learning, and they never see you make a mistake, you never implement, you're never willing to fail, you're never willing to have a mistake and to just look at it and say, oh yeah, that could have gone a little better. Think about what that does for your kids, never seeing you make a mistake and not give up following it. When we fail at things as parents and we let our kids see this and we're transparent, and then we really, you know, we have that mistake that we made, but we say to them, hey, you know, I made a mistake and I'm going to keep going, right? And you keep doing the thing. They see the perseverance. They see the willingness to keep going. They see transformation happening. When you're the type of parent that can be that kind of vulnerable with your kids, it's going to change their life. Because, you know, we don't want our kids growing up thinking that we're perfect and everything's wonderful. Because you know what happens? They can't live up to that standard. And it's not fair for you to be living your life and showing them that perfection is possible. Because you know deep down it's not. You know you're not perfect. So how dare you show them that, like, you are perfect or some connotation of it when you're really not? Because then they don't feel good enough too. And is that what we really want for our kids? I don't think so, right? Allowing yourself the space and the grace to know that if they see you imperfectly, it'll be okay. If you see yourself imperfectly, if you decide, like, you know what? That's it. I'm done being a lifelong learner who doesn't really do anything with what I learn. I'm going to be an implementer. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to go after my dream. I'm going to do what I want no matter what it takes. Imagine being that person and your kids seeing that shift. Are there going to be things you're not good at? Absolutely. But you went after it anyway. When I first started the business, you know, there's a lot on the line, okay? There was a lot on the line. I started the business after Liza had a stroke and, you know, I had no idea what I was doing. No idea. I lost my job. So my six-figure income just poof, gone when I least expected it. And I needed to make this work fast. I needed fast action results to get to where I wanted to go. And so I did it again and again and again. I marketed, I put out posts, I got crickets. Sometimes they'd comment, but they never were buying my thing, right? Like, I did all the things. And then, you know, I closed a couple clients and I was feeling better about that. But I went into a launch, right? I went into a launch where I was going to pitch my program. And, you know, I just expected people to buy. Just buy my thing. Like, here's my thing. It's going to change your life. Like, if you want to be the type of person that can really live a life that's filled with, you know, ease, that's filled with opportunity for alignment, if you really want to live a life where you can manifest meaningful moments all the time with your children, but you don't have to sacrifice those career goals. You really get to be, you know, in two places at one time. You get to be the type of mom that has your cake and eats it too. If you want those things in your life, you get to have that prioritized alignment. You get to use Reiki-aligned psychology to really become the person and to know that it doesn't have to be filled with sacrifice. It doesn't have to be this or that, time with my children or my career. You get to have both. And I just wanted people to come into the program so bad because I wanted to be able to help them achieve this just the way I did. Here's the thing. That launch totally flopped. I made no money. I didn't sell a single soul into my program. Failure written all over this, okay? Failure, 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 failure. It's disgusting. As a person who is a type A personality driven human being who has always succeeded at everything that I've done in my life, hasn't always been easy, but when I persevere, I succeed. It was challenging to pick myself back up. The day after that launch, sitting there, tears streaming down my face. I'm not a crier, so this was very embarrassing. I was not thrilled with myself at all. I realized something very important. The failure isn't what defines you. It's what you're willing to do after you fail. It's asking yourself if you are the type of person who's able to and willing to become an implementer, to learn something new and to put yourself out there, even though it feels scary, even though you feel like you have no idea what you're doing or how you're going to do it, how you're going to pull it off. You do it anyway. And when you're the type of person who can do that, who's willing to go after your dreams, big, small, anything in between, you start to really become that aligned version of yourself. You start to really believe that maybe you do have something special that you could offer the world. Maybe you do have something special that you could offer your children. Maybe you are more than just a mom. Maybe you are more than just the person that goes to your 9-to-5 every day. Maybe you are more than just the labels that you've given yourself. The only way you allow yourself to really step in and become the person you've always been meant to be is to choose implementation. Choose to be willing to be afraid of failure and to do it anyway. And then the extra layer in there is being the type of person who's willing to be vulnerable in sharing that experience with your children. That will set them up for success in life, to understand that it's not black and white. There is a pendulum that swings back and forth, and life really happens in the gray in the middle. It happens in the failure and the implementation and the failure and the implementation. And somewhere in there, we get to feel fulfillment and we get to succeed. That is where the transformation happens. Give yourself the opportunity to, yes, be a lifelong learner who's willing to always be evolving and changing, but not the lifelong learner who's not willing to really go all in on the thing. Tell the clients that come to coaching calls all the time, coming to the coaching call is a step in the right direction. Don't get me wrong. But coming to the coaching call is not commitment to success, okay? That's not it. It's what you do after that call, what you're willing to take action on after that call that really leads to you becoming the person that you want to be, that has you feeling deeper and deeper levels of fulfillment, the kind that fills up your soul for the future, that has you being 95 one day, telling your life story, feeling the expansion of all of the opportunities that you fulfilled in your life, to feel really good, to be free of regret, because you don't need to, because you went all in on your life. Be the type of mom that's willing to go all in their life and really model that for your kids. Let them see the ups and the downs that come with that, the uncomfortable emotions that come through. Allow yourself to truly be the aligned mama you want to be, and understand that is so much more than just the way you parent. It's about choosing to be the type of person that embodies all of this and leads in that kind of manner. You get to be the leader of your own life and understand that they are watching you, your kids, and everyone else. They see you. They're not watching you in a creepy way, but you get to model. You get to be that high achiever who's crushing it, that's inspiring other people, by simply being the mom next door, by simply being the aligned mama that just is, that just chooses to be present. When you do that, it will unlock so much of your future for you. So take a deep breath. Ask yourself the question, am I the type of person who's a lifelong learner in a way that's serving or in a way that's really hindering getting to where I want to go? Understand that at any time, you can choose to take the things you're learning and implement. Choose to be the type of mom who's an action taker. Implementation creates results. Action taking creates results. Action takers get results. And then model this for your kids so that they can become action takers too. Because no matter what your trajectory is in life, taking action 100% of the time is going to be the thing that gets you to where you want to go. You get to take action. You get to align with where you want to go. You get to be the person that you want to be. One micro choice at a time. So think about your pendulum. Where is it swinging right now? What are you going to choose to implement? And I challenge you, go book that alignment call with me. Choose to be the type of person that implements by taking action and booking that call. Because that is the very first step in you unlocking and really allowing the pendulum to land in the middle, in the gray, in the area of fulfillment, in the area of choice, of aligning with where you're going, not just where you've been. Book the call. I'll see you, Align Mama, on that call, and I'll see you on next week's episode.
You have been listening to the Aligned Mama podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.